the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast, where we're going to go to Luke chapter 19. As we jump in, this chapter is packed with significant events and teachings in Jesus' ministry. And it opens up with a well-known story about Zacchaeus and Jesus. Now, Zacchaeus, being a chief tax collector in Jericho, a profession that made him wealthy, but also despised by his fellow Jews, despite his short stature, Zacchaeus was determined to see Jesus. Now, Zacchaeus is a little dude, so he climbs up in the sycamore tree to get a better view for when Jesus walks by, because he's heard Jesus is coming. And Jesus' response to Zacchaeus is pretty fascinating. Not only does he notice Zacchaeus, but he invites himself to the tax collector's house. I mean, this is amazing. This gesture of acceptance transforms Zacchaeus. And through that, Zacchaeus pledges to give half of his possessions to the poor and pay back fourfold anybody he's cheated. Now, Jesus says, today salvation has come to the house, highlighting the transformative power of his grace and acceptance. But I don't want you to miss part of why this acceptance happens. We say around Sugar Hill Church a lot that it's good to let people belong to something because it makes it so much easier to believe in something. This is exactly what Jesus does. He lets Zacchaeus be a part, and then he becomes a part of the family. You see, it wasn't that Zacchaeus gave his stuff away that salvation came. It was that salvation came, and as a result, he gave away. Excuse me. Following this, Jesus tells the parable of 10 minas. I mean, it's a story that involves a nobleman who gives 10 of his servants one mina each, which is about 3 months' wages, to invest while he's away. Parable of talents, got it? And upon his return, he rewards those who use the money wisely and punishes the one who did nothing with it. Now, this parable teaches about stewardship and accountability. You're starting to see a theme here, right? I belong to something, my life has changed, and now what am I going to do with it? So the chapter shifts to Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, an event we commemorate on Palm Sunday. And Jesus rides into the city on this young donkey, fulfilling the prophecy from Zechariah about the coming of the Messiah. And the crowds welcome him with great joy. I mean, they're spreading their coats on the road and shouting praises. But amidst all this celebration, Luke records this poignant moment. Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. Foreseeing its future destruction due to its rejection of himself, this scene really captures Jesus' deep love for the city and his sorrow over the impending fate that it's facing. The chapter concludes with Jesus wiping out and cleansing the temple. He drives out folks who are using and selling in the temple courts, declaring, "My house will be a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of robbers." Now, this action, I mean, it challenges the corruption that had infiltrated the religious establishment and emphasizes the purpose of true worship. And then we see through all these stories, Luke 19 is a chapter of contrast. We see acceptance and rejection. We see celebration and sorrow. We see corruption and purification. And throughout it all, what we see is Jesus unwavering, his unwavering commitment to his mission. Even as he approaches the final days of this earthly ministry, the chapter tells us and challenges us to consider our own response to Jesus. Will we, like Zacchaeus, respond to his grace with transformation? Will we be faithful stewards of what we've been given? And will we welcome Jesus with joy, even when his message challenges the status quo? So as you reflect on Luke 19, and I pray you'll read through it today, be inspired, my friend, to live out the lessons in our daily lives. Well, that's all for today's episode, but thanks so much for listening in to the weekday podcast. From Pastor Bobby and myself, we're so grateful that thousands of you listen each weekday as we try to give you just a cup of encouragement through a piece of scripture and a little commentary, and hope you'll join us again very soon on the weekday podcast. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.